The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition. It's the final day of this year's Cheltenham Festival and the Gold Cup is the feature race on Friday. Alongside Cheltenham, a very good card there, of course. We have Fakenham and Lingfield in the afternoon. We'll finish the day with an all-weather fixture at Wolverhampton and another one over in Ireland at Dundalk. So plenty to look forward to on Friday. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
I'm grand, Mark. Looking to go on a high on the final day of Cheltenham. It's been a fantastic festival so far, but looking to finish with a flourish.
Hopefully so, yes. We're going to go through the races at Cheltenham. Craig's got several bets to give us for the final day. So without further ado, let's get straight stuck into the action. And the first race on the Friday is the JCB Triumph Hurdle. It's a juvenile grade one over 2 miles and one furlong. And Calypto heads the betting at 7-2. Broughton 6-1. Guitar Pete 7s. Royal Irish Hazard is 8-1 with Tiger Roll. Pearl Castle 10s with Ruther Glen. Abyssial is 12-1. Lindenhurst 14s with Plinth. And then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. This time last year, Craig, we saw our Connor blow the field apart in the Triumph Hurdle. Is there anything that's going to stand out this year, do you think?
No, Mark, I really don't think so. I think we should start with the favourite, though, Calypto,
yeah,
who comes here with a real solid-looking form to his name, going back to November when he beat Actival, who has since gone on to win the Adonis Hurdle. And it looked quite a strong renewal of that race at Kempton this year. So he comes here on the back of two hurdling victories, both at Newbury. So he does have to prove his ability to handle Cheltenham. At 7-2, he's a little bit on the short side, but I think he'll go very well in the Triumph tomorrow. And of course, Paul Nicholls targets this race. Looking back at his runners in the last 3 years, Zakanda was successful in 2011. Dodging Bullets was fourth in the 2012 renewal. And Far West was second to Arconer last year, yep, which was certainly no disgrace. So Paul Nicholls, a trainer to be respected in this race. But I've had my eye on one here, Mark, for some time. A horse I really liked on the flat when trained by Mark Johnson. He's done absolutely nothing wrong on two starts over hurdles so far. Second to Fox Norton at Doncaster on his hurdling debut. Wasn't knocked about at all. Went one better in the trial for this at Musselburgh, beating Clark Ham, who ran well yesterday. And Broughton, I think, is a real nice hurdler. John Ferguson, of course, we all know his poor record at the festival so far, so he needs to break his duck, and I think this could be the one that does that for the Ferguson camp. I do like this horse, Broughton, and he would be the selection in the Triumph.
Okay, Broughton to get John Ferguson his first winner at the Cheltenham Festival then in the open of the Triumph Hurdle. Moving on to the second race, which is the 205, and this is the Vincent O'Brien County Handicap Hurdle, a grade three over 2 miles and one furlong, and wide open. This Arctic Fire is the 7-1 market leader at the time of recording. Cheltenian 10-1 for Minella for You. Lac Fontana is 11-1. Flax and Flair 16s with Cinders and Ashes, Never Enough Time, and Alivan 20-1 for Diakali, Livius, Rainbow Peak, and Cash and Go. Andon Ravenstorm and Macari, and then 25-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Arctic Fire heads the betting, Craig, at the moment. What do you make of him?
Yeah, he's got a solid chance here, Mark, but I think, at his current price for what he's achieved, I think we should start looking elsewhere. He hasn't had a lot of handicap form to his name. He's been running in novice events, and this will be a totally different test for him in this race. He hasn't got a bad mark on 1-4-1. In the form behind the Tullow Tank was a really good effort from Leopardstown, but I'd rather look elsewhere in this race. Despite the powerful Mullins and Walsh team here, and I'm going to throw two against the field for the listeners in this. The first, obviously, is a horse that's been well touted for this since he finished fourth in the Betfair Hurdle at Newbury, was Cheltenian.
Yeah.
He's sure to improve for the better ground he's set to encounter. He isn't badly handicapped, and of course, let's not forget, he was a former bumper winner here, champion bumper winner. I think the connections have gotten back to his best. He won very well at Utoxeter on his reappearance, and like I said, a very good effort and a race that wasn't really run to suit at Newbury last time. So he's one to consider. And the other one at a price here is Thomas Edison. Very well touted for the race and post hurdle back in November at Cheltenham. He went off 10-1 on that occasion, but unfortunately we didn't see him what he was capable of, because he was brought down at the fourth flight of hurdles on that occasion. You know, he's able to come here off the same mark, which is a positive. Never good to back a horse coming to the festival, you know, off a fall and see. You want to see a decent performance behind him, but you know, I think his price is going to reflect that, and the risk is going to be built into his price tomorrow. He's going to be around the 25-1 mark, I think. And you know, I did like the look of this horse in the paddock when I seen him back in November. I think he'll outrun his price, and along with Cheltenham, they would be my two against the field.
Yeah, 25-1 at the moment as well. So, yeah, like you said, built into the price, you can afford to take a bit of a risk at those prices, can't you? So.
Yeah, the other one I would throw into the mix is Montbasson, who hasn't had a lot of racing. He was another one that made his reappearance in the Betfair Hurdle when he finished behind Splash of Ginge. He was some way back on that occasion. But he's got good previous Cheltenham form. He finished fourth in the 2012 Supreme, of course, behind Cinders and Ashes. And the third in that race was Trifolium, who managed the place in this year's Arkle. So that form has a rather solid look to it. And, you know, the handicap has given him a real chance, 140. He has had his problems, but he's another that could outrun his price.
OK. The 240 at Cheltenham is the third race on Friday, and this is the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle, a grade one over 3 miles, and we have a short price favourite for this one. Briar Hill is the 11-10 market leader. King's Palace, 7-2. Captain Cutter, 9-1. 14-1 for Deputy Dan. 16s for Champagne West and Urban Hymn. 18-1 for Moss Park. Blake Mounties, 20s. And then 25-1 or bigger prices the rest. Briar Hill, a short price favourite, Craig. You can see why he won the champion bumper here at the festival last year. And he's unbeaten so far over hurdles. He sets a good standard, doesn't he?
He does, Mark, yeah. But looking at his record, he was impressive on his hurdling debut at Wexford back in November. You know, he was sent off at 1-9 favourite for that. So he was entitled to win in the style he did.
Yeah.
Then he won a two-runner race, a match at Navan. And then he's only beat another two rivals at Nace.
Yeah.
So he hasn't had a lot of experience coming into an Albert Bartlett. He steps up in trip, which does promise to suit. He's won a point over 3 miles, so that won't be a problem. He's just too short.
Okay.
You just cannot bet this horse at 11-10 on what he's done. You know, there seems to be a lot of hype surrounding him. Mm. He's been well talked up. The connections think he's the one of the bets of the festival, and you know, they've already taken the Supreme and the Neptune. Mm. So they're trying to conquer all three novice hurdles here. But I just couldn't have him at 11-10, Mark. I think he's awfully short. I think he'll run well, but I've got to look elsewhere.
Okay. The good thing about him being so short is it makes the prices on the others bigger, and also we'll have the Pro Race Card priced up on Friday as well, where you'll be able to have a bet without him in the market if you want to just take him out of the equation altogether. So which one should we focus on there, Craig?
Yeah, King's Palace is next in the bet, and then he's done nothing wrong, but we haven't seen him since December. So he has a fair few months' absence to overcome here. He was very slick over his hurdles when we last seen him. He was quick. He stays well. The ground isn't going to be a problem. He's a nice horse. He deserves respect, Mark. I think he'll run really well. He's one to consider. And the other, there's a couple of big prices I want to throw into the mix. Is the first is Urban Hymn, who won a graded race up at Doncaster. The heavens opened about 45 minutes before that race, and the ground really turned testing. And this horse had to dig deep to see off Blake Bound Train by Sue Smith.
Yeah.
And he battled hard to get his nose in front. He got the verdict by a short head in the end. And the fourth, Walk on Al, we've seen romp to victory yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's decent form. And I think he's worthy of respect at a price. And the other one I would like to throw into the mix is the Philip Hobbs horse, Champagne West, who was a very impressive winner of a novice hurdle at Ascot last time. Comes here in great form. He's won his last three races. You know, he's a battle-hardened campaigner. He's won in a big field at Warwick when he beat 17 rivals. He ticks a lot of boxes. And again, he's around a 16-1 mark. I think they're two decent each-way pokes against the short-priced Briar Hill and King's Palace, who has an absence to overcome.
Okay, moving on to the big race of the day then. Next, the Cheltenham Gold Cup Chase is the 320. It's a grade one over 3 miles and 3 1/4 miles rather. And the betting is headed by last year's winner Bobsworth. He's at 13-8 to retain his crown. Salviniaco Conti is 5-2 second favourite. Last instalment 7-1. First Lieutenant Triolo Delenn are both 10-1, 16-1 for the Giant Bolster, 20s for On His Own, and then 33-1 or bigger prices the rest. Bobsworth, do you think he can back up? Not many horses are good enough to win two Gold Cups, Craig. Do you think he's good enough?
Yes, definitely, Mark. Definitely. Real likeable horse. He knows where that winning line is at Cheltenham. You know, he's won three on three different occasions here.
Yeah.
He's won in Albert Bartlett as well, of course. And, you know, he, the manner of his victory when he won the Lexus, he just is always produced at the right time. He always picks up when is required. He's just a likeable horse. The drying ground won't be too much of a problem. You know, people will say he's going to get detached.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at the race last year and coming to two out, he was 5-6 lengths off the pace. Then you look at them again at the last, he's still got a good 2.5 lengths to make up, but he just grinds his way to victory.
You just you know he's going to keep going up that hill, don't you?
You do, and that's what we're going to get from Bobsworth. Of course, we would never have known if Salviniaco Conti would have won. You know, I think the jury's still out. A lot of people think he would have went close.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Bobsworth would have still have won. But, you know, it's something we'll never find out. But, however, he does get a chance to redeem himself in this year's renewal.
Mm.
And he comes here off of a fine performance when he won the King George back at Christmas. You know, I think he'll go very close to Bobsworth. But I just think that horse, you know, he's got the right attitude and lots of stamina. Everything, ticks every box. I think he can back up. And the Giant Bolster, who was fourth in last year's race, could be the one to stick on for the place money in third. So I would go for Bobsworth, Salviniaco Conti, and the Giant Bolster to take third.
Okay. He's even given us a tri-cast in the Gold Cup. There you go. the 440 is the next race we're going to look at. This is the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle. It's over 2.5 miles, and the betting is headed by Vio Leon Rouge, 6-1 market leader at the time of recording. Full Shift, 7-1. Cat de Belay is 8-1, 9-1 for Don Poli. Royal Regatta is 10-1. Urban de Sivilla, 14s, 16s for Virac, the Sky Farmer, and Junction 14, and then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. How do you see the Martin Pipe going?
Yeah, well, of course, David Pipe, they've been absolutely, you know, dead keen to win this race.
Yeah.
They've had many runners in the three renewals to date, Mark, but, you know, they've yet to get close, so the horses is inevitably going to go over bet in this and go off shorter than they should. So for that reason, I like one in here. I think the Nicky Henderson horse, Full Shift, should be clear favourite. You know, he's done nothing wrong in his three hurdle starts. Very good winner at Newcastle on Fighting Fifth Day. He beat Clever Cookie, who's gone up through the handicap. I think he himself now is rated at 148. He won the Premier Hurdle, the graded two race at Kelso recently, Clever Cookie, after winning two handicaps at Musselburgh.
Yeah.
So that form's rock solid. And then on his second start at Newbury, he finished second behind Cole Harden. The third in that race was Brother Brian, who ran a real nice race in the EBF final at Sandown at the weekend past there, off a mark of 128. And then Full Shift, he himself won his handicap at the first time of asking it, Kempnoff 124. He's gone up 11, but based on his previous form, you know, we've seen him beat higher rated individuals. I think he's still well handicapped, and Nico de Bonneville takes £3 off, fresh from a winner at the festival yesterday.
Yeah.
He's really well treated, this horse, off 132. You know, I think he's still some way ahead of the handicapper. I've heard some real positive vibes from the Henderson camp regarding his chances. And I see him as a reasonably strong bet in this.
Okay, Full Shift then. A confident selection from Craig in the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Handicap Hurdle. And the final race of this year's Cheltenham Festival is the 5.15. We finish with the Johnny Henderson Grand Annual Chase Challenge Cup, a grade 3 handicap over the extended 2 miles. And the betting is headed by Mr. Mole and Next Sensation. They're the 7-1 joint favourites. Claret Cloak is 10s. Ned Buntline 10-1 as well. Thanks for that is 14-1. 16s for Raya Star and Eastlake, and Competitive Edge as well. And then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Nicky Henderson aims a few at this every year. He won it, of course, in 2012 with Belvano, and he's got a pretty strong hand again here.
Yeah, looking back, Mark, there's quite a strong trend for previous winners of this race. You know, I think the last 10 or 11 winners all carried less than 11 stone to victory. So, you know, it's they go a real good gallop, you know, as you expect a two-mile handicap chase. So we're looking for something that, you know, can travel well within themselves. You know, I think the better performances come from horses that have been held up in the race. So we're looking for the lightly weighed runners. And although carrying Dead On 11 Stone, one worthy of respect here is Claret Cloak. You know, simply because he's a horse that has been crying out for an end-to-end gallop. I think he'll be best suited to coming off a fast pace. He's a real solid jumper. He's only had three starts over fences. He's totally unexposed off a mark of 142. I think the race is made for him. You know, he had a spin round Cheltenham last year when he finished 16th behind Ted Vale in the county hurdle. So he knows what the big day is all about. I know he didn't get close on that occasion, but you know, just coming to the festival and having that experience, the atmosphere and everything, you know, some of the horses just don't respond to it and spit the towel out. And I think that'll stand him in good stead here for a crack at this competitive handicap chase. I think he's in with a decent each-way shout here. Of course, Ned Buntline's going to be very popular. He would be the alternative. First-time Hood, after finishing second at Nace last time, I think he'll improve massively for good ground. Recently, the only chance he's had to display his best on such a surface was at Navan back in November when he finished a very good third behind Bally Casey. So, not really bred for the job, you know, being by refused to bend out of a Darshan mare. You know, you wouldn't expect him to turn up in a Grand Annual, but I think he'll run really well. But I would just favour the other runner that I mentioned here, each way, Claret Cloak.
Claret Cloak, each way then. In the Grand Annual, the final race of the Cheltenham Festival. Thank you very much, Craig. You mentioned a few selections there. What would be your best bet on the Friday?
Full shift, definitely in the Martin Pipe conditionals. Yeah, there's lots of runners. It's a competitive race. But I think this horse is still ahead of the handicapper mark. And, you know, I think he would be the best bet. But let's hope everybody's got and not relying on the final few to get out, because it's very, very competitive stuff.
It is, yes. Thank you very much, Craig. Should be another good day, and enjoy Friday's action.
Thanks, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Craig Forsyth on the Friday of the Cheltenham Festival. Then you'll hear all of the action on Racing Radio from 1 p.m. Stuart Beasley, Chris Pimlott and Gareth Topham will be your team in the studio. We'll have all the action on Gold Cup Day. There's also racing from Fakenham and Lingfield in the afternoon, and Wolverhampton and Dundalk will take us through the evening. Plenty to look forward to. Tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.